Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
It is, and this is obviously a much more serious subject. It is Childhood Cancer Awareness Month, and we wanted to check in with Hedley Lewis. He is the CEO of CHOC Childhood Foundation South Africa. Hedley, good morning. How are you?
Hi, Howard. Thanks so much. Matt, thanks so much too for having me on your show.
A great pleasure. So let's just talk about this, because one of every parent's biggest nightmare is, of course, a diagnosis or the concern that the kid is not well, and particularly not well with a form of a cancer. But as parents, we don't really know what to look out for, how to try and prevent things. What is your research shown?
Well, I think that the research globally is showing that a lot of people, first of all, don't realize their children can get cancer. Mm. I think that's the biggest challenge. I think that if you're having a look in South Africa, according to the South Africa Tumor Registry, you're seeing diagnoses of around 1,000 cases per year, and there's a consideration that this could be far higher. And for us, it's about creating that awareness, creating that opportunity for people to realize, firstly, that South Africa does have children with cancer. The globe has children that are diagnosed with cancer. And secondly, the most important thing is understanding the possible early warning signs. And then on top of that, early warning signs, early diagnosis, early referral can obviously lead possibly to the best possible prognosis.
Right. What are the most common childhood cancers?
So I think that the most common cancers in childhood is brain tumors, is leukemias, and those are the two main ones, as opposed to some of the others that we are aware of and that are treated in the hospitals as we speak now.
Right. And what are those signs in terms of either leukemias or a brain tumor?
So I think that the signs to look out for, and I think that this is probably the most important thing of Childhood Cancer Month globally and in South Africa, is what are the possible signs that we as parents should be looking at. But I think that before we even get there, it's important to realize that every time a child has one of these signs, we shouldn't think it's breast cancer.
Absolutely.
I think that's the thing. It's about these prolonged experiences. So the South African Pediatric Oncology Association, together with the Department of Health and CHOC, many years ago came out with a small little acronym called SILAWAN, which, if you go through it, it's basically S is to seek medical help if you should think that there's a consideration.
Right.
R could be a white spot in your eye. L, lumps. N could be unexplained. Items and A is aching pains and neurological. And when you think of these things, it's all about prolonged long-term. So 3 to 6 weeks, 6 weeks to 6 months. And the most important thing is to say, well, then let me go to a clinic, then let me go to a GP, consider it, and then take that step by step. But most importantly is to refer as soon as possible.
Right. So we look out for those and we refer. The fact that many of us and many parents are super anxious at the moment. We live in a state of perpetual anxiety. I don't know, we've done that for generations, and then COVID has now just pushed us right over the edge. That's also a concern, though, because we don't want to live, I would imagine, with this idea that at any moment our kids might have cancer. So it is important to try and measure that, right? To balance it.
Well, absolutely, and that's why I said that we shouldn't live every moment saying, well, it could be. But what we should be in an understanding that if there's a possibility or signs do prevail, then at least go to the GP, go to your clinic and have a check.
Right.
And hopefully if it is, then you caught it early. But if it's not, then maybe it's something else and you can continue with that journey.
Right. Right. And how treatable are most childhood cancers or cancers in children?
Okay, I think that children's cancers are curable. And I think that's one of the major elements as well, is that they are curable and they are very good prognosis. I think that the common theme once again is that if you can get to the referral and get it into the treatment centers and with the pediatric oncologist, that the prognosis is good. But I think that sadly in South Africa, in Africa and globally, the time that the prognosis is actually at a stage where you're actually being treated, you're getting a stage 4 cancer, which obviously makes the journey a lot more difficult. And,
yeah.
And we are saying that it is curable. There are good prognoses as long as a parent, we try and take steps that the child will see the preferred expert.
Right.
Sometimes it's about saying, well, unfortunately, these are the challenges. And I think, Howard, the other thing is to realize that there's so many areas that need to come together in order to help. So the other thing about childhood cancer is to destigmatize, is to not to ostracize, and really to be with that family as opposed to say, well, maybe that family did something wrong. Maybe it's a reason for...
Do we still see that?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I think
wow.
that we've seen that all the time, every day. We're seeing a lot of people that are anxious even to go to a clinic or a GP or a doctor because they're so worried that their society or our society really would ostracize.
Wow, that is very, very concerning, because that's a major thing, because that obviously prevents early detection. It prevents people seeking help when they should, and it denies people desperately needed support.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that the saying that it takes a village to raise a child, we believe it takes a village really to treat a child.
Mm.
And that's why there's so many more aspects. You know, I think that when a child is going through cancer, or more importantly, it's actually the family.
The family,
that's going through
absolutely.
The cancer,
yeah.
Is that it's important to embrace. I mean, when you look at the augmentation that CHOC does for the medical fraternity to treat these children, one of the reasons, the things that we realize is that transport's important, housing is important, accommodation's important, and nutrition. But just as important is the atmosphere of community as support from just your country, really.
Right. Well, it was actually interesting because I know a family or people in the United States, and their organization is really there to assist the other children in the family when one child has cancer. In other words, help the other kids with homework and buying the things that they need and making sure that they're prepared for school and that they have a little bit of activities. Because when one child is, God forbid, ill, the impact on the rest of the family and the other children is also tremendously significant.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one of the things the programs CHOC does is we employ social workers that are placed in hospitals across the country.
Right.
And that social worker has a family-centric opportunity and treatment plan. So they look at, yes, they look at the child, they communicate with the parent.
Right.
But the one thing is that the child at home will think, well, how come mommy's not with me? I mean, she's in the hospital 6 weeks, 6 months. How come I have to, unfortunately, not have crayons or stationery,
right,
because my brother is this, and
right.
No, we're not saying that the child going through the actual treatment is not important, but it's their total centric environment.
Absolutely right, and you do incredible work, Hedley Lewis, CEO of Childhood Foundation. Just keep doing that and providing the amazing support that is so needed.